Excited to get into game week now.
Yeah, it's a long time.
It's camp lasts forever, it seems like, but we got some things done. We took some steps in the right direction. I think we're all looking forward to getting out and being able to compete against somebody that's not ourselves.
And you like the offense.
The offense has done well, yeah. We've had some rotating running backs, some different mix and matches, but the offense and Coach Davis, I think we're all really comfortable with it, and we're ready to prepare for a game now.
Well, you've been through opening day before, but this is the last.
This is the beginning of the end, I guess, and that's a little bittersweet, but it makes it that much more exciting and makes me realize what a great opportunity I've had these last 5 years.
You talked about a rotation of running backs, mm-hmm. but when Keenan and Kevontae were out for a few days a couple weeks ago, you were rotating some of the younger guys at wide receiver.
Yeah.
How are they coming?
They've done a great job, and it's a little different mixed group. You got a guy like Staggs who's been here for 4 or 5 years now and has learned two offenses inside and out, a really dependable guy. And then you got Donald Chumpert and Cotton who have both been here for a couple years, and then Jake Hillier who's just going to be a redshirt freshman. So they've all done a really nice job. They all have different strengths, but Kevontae and Keenan were out for a little bit, and all those guys did a great job filling in. I think we were able to continue moving forward in the offense.
What's been made out of the new playbook and everybody mm-hmm. getting on the same page? I mean, you come up to the line of scrimmage, you're comfortable with being able to check out of a play, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It goes back to knowing what's a good play and what's not, and that no matter what offense you run, that's going to be the same, and the terminology might be a little different, it might be worded a little different, but it's still football. You want to run good plays, make big plays, and score touchdowns.
Key obviously is everybody else knows what play you're checking.
Exactly,
to, right?
Which I think we came a long way in camp, and Coach Davis said it, I thought, perfectly. I mean, I think we were farther ahead August 1st, our first practice, than we were at practice 15 in the spring, so that's a testament to how hard guys worked over the summer, and we were really able to hit the ground running for camp and got some good things done.
Well, basically, it gets down to football, no matter where it is.
It gets down to football, no matter what you call it or who you play or where you play. It's making plays and scoring points.
My microphone wasn't working earlier. That's back.
I was just going to ask, is there a very noticeable difference when you're practicing and preparing for a game that you're going to be playing on grass as opposed to being on a surface like this?
No, we're lucky. We have great grass fields. We have great turf fields. So we go in and out on both of them. And all of us came from grass fields in high school.
Right.
So it's not like it's foreign to us. And even though not that many of the Big Ten surfaces are grass, it's something we're used to.
I ask because I'm sure you've probably heard, if you've ever watched an NFL game or something, mm-hmm. they talk about Soldier Field and they say, oh, this is a bad playing surface.
I've heard that from about everybody for the last week, but we're not worried about that. I mean, it might change what cleats you wear, but we'll decide that when we get there.
How, like, where would you say the most progress has been made from when you guys started fall camp up till today?
I don't know. I think probably just the continuity of the offense, all 11 guys being on the same page. I think coming into a new offense and getting some practices under your belt in the spring, it gets you a framework, a base, but everything doesn't click as quick as it should maybe when you're telling guys things and giving signals. I think this last 3 weeks we've really made great strides forward of the X wide receiver knowing what the running back's doing on this play and so on and so forth. So I think just the continuity, the knowledge of the offense has grown so much, and that's what we've benefited from.
I know with the receiver position, the first names that are going to come to mind, obviously Keenan, Kevontae, but mm-hmm. the guys like Jalen Hillier, Steve Staggs, Reese Fleming, what have you seen out of them?
Well, they've all done a really nice job, and they've all got a lot of work. Keenan and Kevontae have been a little banged up, and those guys have been able to get in there and take first-team reps, take second-team reps. So I think they've all grown tremendously. I think they've all really learned the offense quick. I mean, Maurice is just a true freshman, and I remember how much my head was spinning, and I can't imagine how his is. Plus, he's got to run. I mean, he played quarterback. So they've all done a really nice job, and they've all taken a step forward this fall camp.
And I know your head coach has brought up about how this is such a young team and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you feel this could be beneficial, actually? I know, obviously, you'd prefer to play here, but mm-hmm. opening the season with a game like this in Chicago as opposed to, you know, getting into that conference right away?
Well, yeah, I think one thing, we had to play a great opponent right away, and that heightens everybody's sense of urgency right from the get-go. We had to play a really good team, and Mac, whatever, I mean, they're a really good football team, and I think you see that right when you watch film. So having guys prepare for this first game week with that sense of this is going to be a test is something that I think will benefit us down the road.